What's going on in the fishing world over there in Brigantine?
Fishing, we had it lit up yesterday for us. I mean, I know I weighed in some nice fish. I had a little Danica Sagalia.
Yeah.
Weighed in one, I'm trying to think, was it 24 pounds? She fishes with her dad, Paul, out on the Oh Well. That's their boat out there. And they found them. A lot of guys ran north, but they were sitting right, I guess as they came back, they found them. They found bait. They found life in the water, and they started pulling the mojos. And I think they said they had 12 fish, and they weighed in. They thought this one was going to be bigger than her personal best, which was 28. So, but it wound up coming a little short, but they said it was perfect out there.
Okay.
It was a little chilly, and I got to give the little girl a lot of credit for going out in this kind of weather.
Yeah.
And then I had several other boats that also wound up finding the pot. I guess they all talk out there. They see what's going on. And, you know, we had some nice fish weighed in up to, what was our biggest yesterday?
They made sure to tell me that they were inside the 2 mile limb. Inside the 3 mile limb. We want to emphasize that a little bit.
The Coast Guard was in here yesterday, or 2 days, 3 days ago, just to remind me. He's dropped off some of the flyers to make sure that they are out there watching.
I got one of them, yeah.
And we all know they have that high-tech equipment to watch you from far away, and just got to stay legal.
Not worth
it,
right?
Everything else, you know, there's reasons that there's, you know, rules and regulations put out, and we just got to learn to follow them, that's all. And so it was a nice bite that lit up, and we'll see what happens today. I haven't had anything early. We're busy early, but I haven't had any reports yet.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
Kind of nice. Nice. Conditions are nice right now.
Nice little run right now, right?
Talk about a little bit of rain coming through later, but the temps are going to warm up. Let me tell you, it was cold the last couple of days out there. I give these guys a lot of credit.
Even the jetty guys were I think, sparse for the last couple of days. I mean, they're out there all the time. They don't care about getting wet or anything.
Thanksgiving, and it was busy early. And, you know, guys, I guess when you give them the option of going fishing or staying home and getting yelled at by the wives while they cook. So I guess these guys.
Now.
You know, they get out there and then they give.
We're gender neutral here.
You know, I'm not getting anyone in trouble or anything, but I know that those are the stories that I'm told when they come in. Like, if not, we got to stay home, do all these honeydews. And I said, okay, that's why we're open.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, I ran four errands. I gotta go. Shep Talking Fishing back here alive here on News Talk 14 WOND with Robin Scott and Bill Schillingford, and we want to continue to emphasize this meeting on Monday. It's a hearing. They call it a hearing, public comment hearing, concerning summer flounder, black sea bass, and scup. I guess upcoming regulations or how would you describe what it's a. I know what it's about, but I mean, where does it go, and who gets the information and.
Well, each state has had a comment session, and all on the coast. And the comments have to go to the – whatever comes out of the meetings has to go to the commissioners. So they have to they have to have evidence of these comments coming out of these meetings and what the public is interested in. Now, what they do with that, I don't know.
We're not sure.
Do they have a requirement to use the comments?
No. No,
really?
No requirement. They have to. They have a requirement that they have to get the comments, but they don't have a requirement they have to do anything with them.
You got to be kidding.
And what? In my opinion, where the emphasis comes from is the PhDs that they hire who probably don't ever put a line in the water. But the fishermen need to be. They need to be vocal. I know New York is going to be vocal, and New York wants a piece.
Yeah, there's
of
one
New,
in every state, right? New, on the
there's
East
a Coast. 30. New York, I think, had two sessions, one in Long Island, one someplace else. But Jersey has the one. It's in Manahawkin. Mm-hmm. The North Jersey guys are going to be there. They're going to push for a later season, and that's fine. They should have a later season in North Jersey. South Jersey needs an earlier season,
all right?
Because the fish are here in April. The biggest fish of the year are here down here in April, and all you need is a little bit of weather, and you're going to go catch some fish in decent weather.
All right, so.
But, there's a few things that should be pointed out, in my opinion, okay? One, Jersey needs a longer season. They need a standalone season, and it needs to be longer.
with and Delaware, earlier.
Yeah, and earlier. Delaware
in
with,
April, probably.
Yeah, Delaware with a 365-day season, and the Delaware Bay sitting there with floundering it all, you know, 10 months a year. Yeah. And Jersey only having 110 days, or give or take a few. It's just ridiculous. the other thing that we need to be considering is that an 18-inch size limit, we're taking only females out of the population.
What, 16 inches, you think, or 17?
16 to 18 should be a slot, okay? 16, in my opinion, 18 inches should be a slot size for
yes.
Now, they'll tell you that the fluke will spawn at 14, but and they might get two spawns in before they get to be 18 inches. But the spawn of a small fish, based on the data that I've looked at from scientists from Woods Hole, is that an 18-inch flounder between 18 and 26 will put out five times the number of eggs that a smaller fish will put out.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
And so you've got to have more fish. Yeah, have
how many fish. Eggs
you
does a mature
you have a
female
fish.
Put out? For example, blue claw crabs are like millions. What's a flounder, a female flounder?
I've seen various numbers on them. An 18-inch fluke can put out 2.5 million eggs.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know how accurate that is. That's just some numbers that I've seen.
Sea bass love them.
Yeah. You know, and so, see, we got to – and then the with the fact that the male is dying off by the time he gets to be 18,
yeah.
You got to – you know, removing some males out of the population is not going to hurt it. Yeah, if you go back to when the size limits went in, okay, back in 83 or 84, the size limit was 13 inches, 10 fish. The population grew, and the regulations went in because the commercial guys found the fish offshore in the continental shelf in the wintertime. But the size limits went in 83 or 84, something like that, 13 inches. Then they raised it to 14. Then they went to 15 and a half and 16. And the population kept growing, except for 1 year. The population got when the regulations went in at 17 and a half, the population stopped growing. Since 18 inches went in, the population's going down. And the areas like Virginia and Maryland, their flounder fishing is terrible because the population is down. People saying the flounder are migrating. They're not migrating. They're not migrating north because they spawn in 75-degree water offshore in the continental shelf. They're not going anyplace. You know, they don't need that. They don't need that colder water because they're spawning. But New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia is wiped out because the population is way down. And the last thing I want to mention is we need to split this state.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to split the state.
Yeah.
The North Jersey guys want a later season, and I understand that because that's when they see the fluke.
Yeah.
Down here, we're going to see fluke in April, and they're going to be the biggest fluke of the year.
Yeah, Robin?
So talking points. In summary, I didn't realize we were almost out of time.
Amazing.
For them. Yeah, talking points for Monday night. Number one, be there. You did not have to be eloquent or anything, mainly – Bill,
long,
I'll let you
right?
do that. Maybe four strong
long, right?
talking points, and you can actually write something down and bring it in and submit that also. But what should the talking points be, Bill?
Yeah.
Longer season.
Yes.
A bag limit for a smaller fish,
mm-hmm.
and splitting the state. There's, in my opinion, that's the three things we need to be pushing for.
Right.
In the past 10 days, I've been to three meetings, and at two of them, it was discussed that there is a slot fish option available on the table in New Jersey. It just hasn't been jumped on up to this point.
Yeah,
so I think we need to push hard for that. Yeah. Everybody should be able to take one dinner fish, one mortality fish, I'm now calling them, home.
The New Jersey Marine Council is not going to do anything for 2019.
Wow.
But I do believe they're working on some things for 2020 to propose. But, you know, getting the slot fish option is there for Jersey. However, you know, given the current regulations, if they go to a slot fish, the season is shortened.
Hmm. All right.
We need to divide the state.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This longer after Labor Day season didn't work out well for North Jersey or South Jersey this year because the weather was terrible.
Yeah, but they still caught. North Jersey still had a pretty good season for flounder when they had good days.
Yeah.
You didn't have them down here.
No.
Yeah.